Chav Dalet, Shepotin, Zion.
That Ramo that we write on paper.
He's Chavik on the Ramo.
He says not the
Ramo. I mean, the Ramo that says that Makatila
is to write on cloth.
Yeah.
Zion. Zion.
So her Dalet is Zion, not the Chavik Zion.
He says, Oi Zion. Taz.
Oi Zion. Not the Chavik Zion. Okay.
Yeah.
So small the level.
So yeah, I have to have a bigger one here.
Yeah, give the one this one.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, where are the thoughts?
Yeah.
So, what is that?
Yeah.
So, the Ramos says that we write, I think we're from New York, and probably the whole stuff is kosher. So, the Taz, if you are near the Shayser kosher, you have a papier, Shakras Shalon, Asher is Dav Yaser. Ligra memena, ki chozik v'yobu. Mashen kim bin yo ashi ashi plo ligra bavla, ya nira vi. Ashi amin, I don't know.
It's relative.
I want to ask Rabbi Yitzchak, the paper that, I don't know how it's made today, but the paper that was made years ago was different. Zimmer talked about it a number of times, that the old paper was much thicker, so the question is, I don't know how it's made, I don't really know. Is it more likely today that the paper is combined differently?
It's different, definitely.
No, I know
it's different. Not only is it different,
I want to know if that makes us worse or better. Lagami, this din about the
I'll tell you,
chubra.
Today you have a whiting. You white it out, and you continue, don't even recognize it. It's a Yohannes dive. I really don't know what we can do about it. Today,
you can tell.
You can tell?
Yes, you can tell. The body of other ways is raised. It's that raised.
All right, if you can tell it, then you always die. But otherwise, I leave the note for Alamo. I always ask, you see, there is a certain paper which absorbs the ink. Once it's absorbed, I don't think you can write it out. You would have to
erase it.
You have to remove it from within the paper.
You also have magic ink.
Magic ink,
it
yeah.
It stays for a few minutes, you know, 10 minutes.
And
then it goes away
like
that.
And then
it's invisible ink.
Invisible ink.
Yeah,
but it's not lasting. Really, it's not lasting.
It's not
and it's no good. It's no good. It has to be a lasting. That's what it means.
What about the ink? If you put it on the ultraviolet light, it shows up. Otherwise, you can't see it.
Well, that would be all right. That perhaps would be all right. Sagamti Gemara also in the Gemara has that. But the mission says, the Yoy Kumidra Kankantum has to be Nikos. If it's not Nikko, then it's not good.
The fire today would be, if you scrape off in Sefer Torah, the joy actually burns a little bit on the cloth.
It does.
If you take off the ice, you can see...
You can see it up down.
It leaves a ratio.
It's deep, it's zeal. All right.
Yeah.
Then you're all
right. It's ink, you're right.
Yeah.
It's regular ink like
this. Yeah, yeah.
It's like normal ink.
Yeah.
And then after like 10 minutes,
it disappears.
It
evaporates. No, there has to be written with a lasting. It should be lasting. Nevertheless, it has to be lasting a little. Or I wouldn't say every year, whatever you write, there comes a time when it disintegrates at a certain time. So if it's a Shabbalah, then you have to meet Kvure, Gnize. So you see, there is such a thing where, but at least it should be lasting, considerable.
It does not to be lasting until it gives out the gas and then it could go disappear.
It should be lasting. All right, there's no number of months or years, how long? But if it's only 10 minutes, then that's not lasting. What happens if you write on a window pane?
No, of course not.
Sand. Even Shabbos, it's not water because there's no salt. That's not.
Shabbos, I'm not right on the
window. There's no salt. There's no chir. Or like on sand. So the wind blows it away. It's not lasting. If it's not lasting, you're not tired.
pain base, right?
Sure. Well,
my yummy rabbi. It's in the freezer.
Oh, you like kitchen
I've noticed you, when you put it in the freezer, you won't see it.
You like kitchen in the freezer,
No, it's Shaila.
It's a good Shaila. I saw someone's house that his kid's right, there's a mirror next to the air conditioner. So in the summertime, when the air conditioner's going, there's a little condensation on the mirror, and the kids climb up on a chair so they can reach the mirror to draw.
Yeah.
So, in terms of Shamsa, maybe that isn't scary. I mean, by itself it's not, but Gumaisa, he'll leave it there. Friday night, they'll
draw,
and by Motzai Shabbat,
they'll
still be there.
Yeah, but only if you have the condition, but still it's not considered lasting. It has to be lasting.
To
be passed by
Shabbat. Shabbat
would be considered lasting? Now, that's what he said. The Ferris is not considered lasting. Yeah, Hatchel, of course, we don't do it, but it's not a Chizman of Ferris. A Chiz, not Ferris.
This English goes after 10 minutes, wouldn't be a Chizman of Ferris?
Need of thought because it disappears, it's not lasting. Has to be lasting. Okay, let's see Chsiv Ches. Kosa beis gitl le beis dapim en gila achas ze eitzo ze. That's a Mishnah. Mishnah is, he wrote two gitl, one next to the other. Ve ho eidem etach haze le tach haze. And the eidem are the start from under one gate, and they continue under the next get.
They're only under one get.
Well, they are under both get. In other words, the name, let's say, Yankev Yitzchak Ben Getzel. So, whatever, Ben Yankev. It's Ben Yankev, let's say, 8. That's already on the other part of the get. So, which get is kosher? Are they both kosher? Are they both kosher? So, it depends. So, the Gemara, here we have all the distinctions. Sheshem Re'ei Tachas Rishon, Sheshem Re'ei Tachas Arabeis, under the second together. V'chein Re'ei Tachas Tachas. So that's the Shaila, which get is kosher? So the answer is, as Sheshem Re'ei Dim Chasumim Tachdol is kosher. The Eidim themselves, not the fathers.
Sure.
Yeah. Yaakov waited for the Ever Kosher. Yaakov waited for the Ever Kosher. Now here, you see the halach is like this. If you only wrote Yaakov without Eid, and he didn't write his father's name either, in that case I'm afraid that he didn't sign the third Eid. He can sign the third, playing around with his name. You know, sometimes you like to play around, you write your name. Not the third eight. When do we accept it, the third eight? Under one or two conditions. One, if he writes his name, Ben, his father's name, that already is an official signature.
Who's Ben's mother's name?
You said that. Father's name.
Which is mother's name? Because not enough.
It would be good enough if he always uses his mother's name instead. He said that already. But sometimes he used the mother's name.
Or if he writes A.
He said Ben Giyoda. Yes.
Or if he writes A. If he writes A, that would also indicate that he's still doing it for his
A. Or if he writes A. If he writes A, even though he only uses his own name, that's the other condition. Then. So therefore here we'll understand it a little better. He wrote under the first get, he wrote his name, Reuben. And then Ben Yaakov 8, that's under the second get. Now even if the word Ben Yaakov should be under the second get, and the first get, he only Reuben. And Reuben by itself, we said, is no good, unless it has the word 8. So the answer is, that the Ben Yankov, the 8 and the 2nd, could be used to reflect upon the Reuven that is a better 8, it's not better honor. So that would be odd. Like the Mechaber spells it out in detail. Let's see. As Hashem is Adim Chasumim Tachtof is kosher. Vim kosher for Reuven, for Rishon. Ham kosher v'lo mitachas harishon. Odem Yaakov ate. Tachas hasheni is potl hasheni. Potl hasheni. Nachman. Kosher v'lo mitachas Tachas harishon. The Yaakov ate tachas hasheni is potl hasheni. Here we have a little. It says that they say Avachem says Kotzel Hashem. The second thing, when Kotzel Ruben Tachas Horishon Uveni Ankeve Tachas Hasheni is Avachem Kosh, the Sheni of Kosher, especially the first one. Now, but I explained to you why the first one Kosher, because the Ben Yaakov ate, and the second refers to the first. Now, in the first case, however, he says, if it says Reuven Bain under the first get, and in the second get it says Yankov A. Now, so what does he say? Is Asheni kosher? Huh? What does he say?
If it was cut in here,
Yankov A, Tahas Asheni, is Posel Asheni.
If it was cut in here, then Asheni would say Yankov A. And it wasn't Yaakov, that was the
Eve.
So if it was cut in half, then it was Ben Yaakov
Eve. Ben Yaakov, so by the way, is the same as Reuven.
Right.
But if a person would write Ben Yaakov Eve, would be the Eve, it would be kosher.
Would
be kosher.
Reuven ate it.
Reuven, the Chatchel is Reuven Ben Yaakov Eve. That's the Chatchel.
Would be Reuven Eve, that would be the Chatchel also.
Reuven, that would be the Eve kosher. You write the Reuven Eve. And the Ayat Ben Yaakov Eid will also be kosher. Here, what is the matter here? Because there are two gifts. So you have, the Shaila is, who signed the second one? Did Reuven sign it or Yaakov signed it?
Yaakov Eid.
If you have a Reuven Bain under the first one and Yaakov Eid under the second one, maybe a Reuven wrote it. So under the second one you have no signature. You have no signature of an Eid. It's the wrong Yankov.
Yes.
If there would be no other get, the first get, Yankov Eid would be sufficient, but the Eved would be good.
No, Reuven signed it though.
But if Reuven signs it, that's it. Since I'm afraid that Reuven signed it, so therefore, if Ben Yankov Eid won't do any good for me as far as the second one is good. So
ben
therefore, what does it say?
Yeah,
Ben Yankov Eid. The first one has only a Reuven, it has no eight. So the eight of the second one refers to the first one, and that makes it kosher. But in the second, in the last case, where a Reuven is written under the first one, and Ben Yaakov Eid is written under the second one, then both are kosher. That's the first one, even if it doesn't have eight, the eight from the second applies to the first. And Ben Yaakov, and the second get, Ben Yaakov, is that like he would write Beruven, so the both of them are kosher. Vim nimsa be'edim liyad osa she'ein olav edim is kosher b'diyevet. Again, the Shittas Rambam, the Holegore me'ilu lehoi olav edim klal. The Shittas Rambam abiyah ve'edim esira kase. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
So this putting the first name, Alcohol's name, Richard Helm's name, Father's Alcohol's name, apply to the man and woman divorcing only to the Aiden. So the man divorcing has put his own name, his Alcohol's father's name, or his famous father's name, Alcohol's
name. Yeah, well, he has to identify himself, who he is. Who is this here? Who is this Reuven? Which Reuven is it? The Kama Reuven is in the shoe.
No, this halacha here, the Aiden, is it applied to the man, the husband and the wife who are divorcing?
They're talking to the Adam. Right now we're talking about the Adam underneath.
Yes.
About the man and the woman that we already discussed on Kuf Chuf Tes, all of Simon and Seamus. And Seamus,
sure.
I wanted you to know this much. At Sube, Vita de Rai, Arad Alakan Aged. The Ed Rai, Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid. That's how they write. But at the Aloche, there's no need the word Eid in At Sube. And I get you need the word eight. And in a tzibi you don't need it. Why? Because I get the husband, the lotion, the love, who is it? The shenavishat, the husband gives the get. The loshen ha-get So where is the get? The get, oh here's the get, fine. Okay, that's much better. Is that the Amishab Shizah? The Minshama can bring with Yasa. I know. So and so. See, this is Berus Nafshe. He talks, the husband talks. This is the language of the husband. So therefore, you need Adem, Betur Adem. That we heard him say so. I mean, we know that this is so. Okay? Mashiach came back, at Shubha, it's not the husband that talks. The Adem are the ones that talk. So you see who talks? The Adem talk. And they sign, so but they need the word Adem. They are the ones who the so api aloche, you don't need the word Adem in that subit. The minute is, I don't know, because if I get some gitten, it was transferred to
Subit. According to that, it doesn't make sense to that Adem.
Hanukkah, it doesn't make sense.
That
was said in Shulchan Aruch. That Aksubit doesn't need the word Adem, and by get the need. Often began by that's the minute, you know, came in.
On this week here, what if the Yates then, let's say it's Yaakov Yosef Ben Shmuel.
Yeah.
So under the first get, he writes Yaakov.
Yeah.
And then under the second one, it says Yosef Ben Shmuel.
Yeah, Yosef Ben Shmuel. And then what that, the second one is
no good. The question is, I figured, right, from the way we're learning here.
No,
I would think that the Yates called Yosef Ben Shmuel.
If the one who signed has two names, Yankov, there's a Shmuel. Yankov Yosef. So he didn't sign under either one. I mean,
they're both no good. The learning is that he has to have his shame under.
At least his shame, Reuven.
Right. Yeah, but from the second,
he didn't write the full name either because there's two names. So the two names constitute like one name.
Right.
So he only wrote a half a name on the first
one. So neither one is good.
The first one and the second one, both of them.
Why not the second one?
The second one because his name is not Yosef Ben Yosef.
But he's Ben someone.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the other name, the half a name, the throne, would be all right. But well, Ben Yankov would be all right. But if you have Shmuel Ben Yankov and his name is Yosef Shmuel or whatever, you understand? So Yosef Shmuel didn't write it.
It's not worth not putting Shmuel.
If you wouldn't have Shmuel at all, it would be better. So Ben Yankov, okay. It's like a half a name makes it.
Why is Ben Yaakov, just one more, why is Ben Yaakov good?
But he has
it. You have two sons, how do you know which one is son?
And the Hanama, so the answer is, that's where if Hashayla, which Ben Yaakov it is, if you have two sons, we would have to compare signatures and find out whose signature it is. At one time, the husband gave the get. He didn't even write his own name. He only wrote, I divorced you with his get. Then, so how do we know who's the husband? So I had to compare the writings, you know, with his, with the...
The Rebbe has one like this?
No. This is way back in the Gemara time. We have it in
hey,
we have it. Yeah. That's right. Well, how do you think that they...
But there was no chiyuv. Before Ben Gamli, there was no chiyuv to sign the name. Just by the X.
That's the shaila. What did they do before Ben Gamli? Takona. What did they do before Ben Gamli? Takona.
That was his takona.
So there are two. There are the shittes. Mit einer Tiefe Eidem kreuz man werden mit einer Tiefe Eidem. Oh, der Eidem, ja, die Gemeinde hat auch. Der Farisch
genannt. Der Farisch.
No, the Gemara also talks about Eden. About Eden, but the Gemara also discusses about Eden. But it's shown in a case where I meet Ploine Chosamti Eden. So I said the word Ploine. So this is what the shine is over the gear to Ploine. Whether you have Ploine or not. And that's about eight. In other words, did the eight that I've just done me, Chasamti eight? And you have to compare with another signature in order to see if it's that one. And then we come to the congregation of the first beginning of the Tishma. Anyway, if, look, according to our guess, the name was Obusri. The only thing, the Ben of it. And I'm Gamliel, as far as the husband and wife, he introduced all the names. If he has two names, they will have to write both the name of this place and the name where it's called elsewhere, in order to identify the person.
Is it always an English name and Hebrew name? Some people call it English name, some people call it Hebrew name to put both names.
Exactly, that's what we do today.
No, he's asking us aid.
As aid, no. An aid, we don't machmet to use all the Kinuyim. Just the name by which he's called
after the guy getting married or getting divorced? He has an English name, some people work on his English name.
The guy or the Aiden? Are you talking about the Aiden or the guy? The Megaddish?
Yeah.
The Megaddish is put both in both names. All names.
We'll see you come across.
All names. Yeah. So, that's what the Ramon said. We just covered the Ramon. We just covered the Ramon.
That is how you get it?
Yeah, we are now at Sif Tes. That Sif Tes, it's all the Mishnahs, Gemores, Brises, that you want
to... The Ramon is going like the Mechava too, in other
Huh?
It seems to be the remotest Paschalim also like the
Chippah. Yeah, Chabba. Also like the Mechaba, right.
Yeah,
and the Rambam, yeah. Siddur is the Rambam. No, Eidem is Sira you need, and that's it. Eidem Hasimi, you can be there, you can do without. Now, there's a Shaila. How many in one get, you have five couples who want to divorce their wives. Can you do it all in one get? Or do you need five separate gifts? So the mission says like this. Here gives you the final law like Rabbi Yechon. Hamisha shekostu get echot lechomish nishay seyem, five to their wives, respective wives, im kosvu bichlau kigoyim. Shekostu kafe Shabbos on that day, girish ploine leploinis, the ploine leploinis. In other words, he mentions the husband and his wife. Husband and his wife. Zechein omar kol echot mem leishter lechid es sahavien. They all lose the chav the get. The whole purpose of get. Vashnei eidim chosh mem el mata. And underneath there are two eidim chasvot. Is a reza kosher. Yenosin lechol achaz. Ve eidim esire. And all you need is eidim esire. And the get can, that one get takes care of all the five couples. As long as it's clearly stipulated in the get, the husband and his wife, you should know exactly who is whose wife. Mm-hmm. Who's wife. Who is whose wife?
After the first one gives it to the first woman, then it's the woman's get, isn't it?
If the first, no, the first husband gives it to his wife. The second
husband...
Isn't it hers? Isn't she trying to get them? Oh, if she gives it back, and and the next one sees the same trick, and they call all big. I once had a long story back. We wanted to know when the United States went to war with. When was the last war?
Vietnam.
When was it? What year? Huh? In the 60s. In the late 60s.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was thinking of to a going to a camp where they have, you know, all the soldiers, and to gather all the Jewish soldiers on the day before they are shipped out, and have them all, and have one gift for all of them, to get. I mean, always, of course, each one will give each other other.
How many duffies would
you have? How many
duffies?
Like you're selling comments, you have a
duffies. You've got to put all the names on a star.
Yeah.
On a star, on a long piece of paper.
The 12 lines
is not miyakim. That line there is not miyakim.
A long row.
The 12 lines are not
miyakim.
I remember that time when I thought of it, and I said, in order to facilitate, to me it came out then, to facilitate one gift for all of them. I had to go to the Moshe. So we had another off to discuss. So I asked the Moshe whether we could use this. He's smart. They didn't say you can't. They didn't say you can't. Of course, it's halacha that you could do it. I don't know. But
the question is, let's say, two questions.
One,
it didn't go through,
and. See, they had a lot of the soldiers, it's only Jewish soldiers, not non-Jews. Yeah. And it's only soldiers who are married
to Jews.
Married to Jewish women. So you have
let's say a couple of things. One is, let's say in this shtar, one of these couples was not really married, or not really Jewish, or not really Al-Kadei Kedushin. Would that in any way...
It would not have been valid.
Okay. Now, secondly, if you gave it, without any women there, let's say you're going to give it, you would make a shliya.
Sure.
So then the question is, would one Mesira work for all 500 of these?
No, each woman would have to have Mesira. It doesn't go. Each woman must get it.
That's when you have real women. But if I have one shliach that represents, that's
making up for
500 people.
But he would have to hand it over to each person, each woman. A woman who didn't get it into her hands is not.
What happens if all five men made one shliach to do it, and all five women made the same shliach together? So there was only
a kabbalah and shliach kabbalah. Not the same one. It's two. Shliach kabbalah and shliach kabbalah. So the question is, can a shliach and a kabbalah represent more than one person? That's the question.
Yeah, each one separately.
No.
Each one makes it.
One mice in the sina. Can you give me Megarish? One shliach representing 500 men. That would be the same.
How
does each one give him
a double opinion
for
me? About the case of God, I just worked out. I told him that.
I
don't know, he's not back yet, though. Comes back, I'll find out if he accomplished anything. But it was the last minute that I could.
Because of every case, when Paul Ben Gershom, the man with more than one wife, wants to get rid of two wives in one shot.
That's also we'll see that. We'll see that also.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Yenosin, the whole text I get, the Shnei Yedim Hedimat, and I think at Kosh, the Yenosin Chol Achaz, the Edim Isiri. The Mensha made him Isiri. Kol Misha takes a Megillah Zu, Metachas Yod, it calls it a Megillah. So many women, because of Megillah, is Metachas Yod and Megoresh. Abol, in Kotsi, Bekar Vishabit.
What do you mean,
there is no Edim Isiri? Yeah, there's no, no, there was Edom, but we don't have the Edom Hasim. Again, what does it say? Them ain't some Edom Isiri, yeah? It's called Misha Tetsim, and I don't know. The main some Edom Isiri, what's the meaning? I don't have the Edom Isiri in front of us. So how do I know which woman got it? The woman who has it in her hand, that's proof that she got it.
The only one
who gets through. Yeah, and those who don't have it in their position have nothing to show. Has nothing to show. Kol Misha, yeah. avolim kosa bekar v'shabes, gidish kloine leploines, v'hishle maget, they complete it. V'hishle tachtov, underneath, get acher, that rock. V'yoyis ha-megillah. Because uv'yoyim zeh on the same date, gidish kloine leploines, yesh ha-maget, v'sheni, v'hen ha-tsheshtem kol ha-gidin, v'hoedem al-mat, all the way in the bottom, then im nos ne megila zu le chol achas mehen the eide mesire are I kule me goroshes because if even if they have no this is the shiri sam chaba like the Rambam even if you have no eidem altogether as long as you have eide mesire it's fine then ein sham eide mesire ve hoi se megila zu yoitzes ve tachas yad achas mehen so im hoi se zu shegita bu achroino שעדם נקרא מימוי, הרי זה מגרש. ומוי שם גילי יש עם כך עשייר אחת מן הראשוני, הרי זה סופק מגרש. Because I have no proof that she got it. The one, if it's the last woman, and she has the get in her hand, all right, so they, like any other get, a woman,
why do we do it in the same order that it's not broken, but it has to be in the same order that it was written?
Not necessarily, whichever woman gets it.
In a different order.
It doesn't matter.
But why is the last woman? Here we're only going to say if the last one has it, then all of them are
going to go. If the last woman has it, only she is the one, not the other.
Yeah.
The others are suffered from the goddess.
Why is that?
Because we don't know. You see, when a woman comes with a get, and there's chasime, eire chasime. So the eire chasime, I assume that they were also eire mesire. See? So, but a woman from before, the other gitten. How do you know there's no Eide Chassima? The Eide Chassima is after the last one.
According to the Chabad, it goes back to Rambam, who says that you don't need an Chassima at all. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
Maybe it's better, but you don't need. So now you have five gittin or whatever it is, two gittin on one piece of paper. And you have Eidim on the bottom of the second one. But not the first one. But the first one is still fine the way it is, right? So
the first one...
As long as you have
Eidim Mesira,
you'd be fine.
If you have Eidim Mesira, yes. That's
so, now one of them has this get. One of these two women. So we say whoever has it is the Mesira.
Not whoever, only the last one.
The last one of whoever.
Because she has the Eide Chassim.
I would say.
But the first one has a get without Chassim.
The first one, it would make sense to me.
If she has the first one, has Eidim Mesira, then it's fine. We don't need any questions. But if there's no Eidim Mesira to testify to this effect, so the last one has Eidim sign. So those Eidim, if you have a suffix, you have to compare signatures and ascertain. That's it. What else is there?
Maybe she...
Yes.
So the Eidim and sign have to sign on each one.
The Eidim
have to sign on each one.
Because each get is a separate get. That's what he said. Each get is a separate get. He asked two cases. One case, in one get, he included all of them. Yankel divorced his wife so-and-so, and Beryl so-and-so. Mentioned in one get.
We have to wait till the Mesira of the first one before we write.
Not necessarily.
So what happens? The first husband gave it to the first wife, and she knows already that the second husband and wife want to get divorced because it's on the same paper. So she gives it to her friend, says she can give it to her husband. Her husband gives back with it. So the second one has it, and the second one never got it from her husband. She got it from the first woman.
No good.
So the Mesira must be either
from the husband or from the Shaliyah.
Right, but we're saying now if she comes to Bezin, she can tanya because she has the Chesimus Eidim on the bottom of her, the second one. She has this get, she can tanya that she's divorced.
Yeah, but she got it. We asked him, did you get it? She said she can.
Sure
she got it. Directly right. From the husband or from the Shaliyah. Of course.
Even though she got
and,
it, but
and
she got
has
it,
proof.
She got it from the other, she got it from the first wife, though.
She didn't get it from you. She has to get it from her husband.
I understand. You're saying that the Chesimus HaEidim seems that Chesimus HaEidim is not necessarily a true indication that she
has to get it. That's the assumption. All the time, whenever a woman comes, in those days, today of course we don't give the get to the woman, but in those days they gave the get to the woman, and the woman had to prove that she's divorced, she produced the get. If we had a suffix, whether the Eidim are Mezuyah, then we needed to compare, you know, that's the Kiyum HaGet. How would they make Kiyum HaGet by comparison? Unless they get the Eidim are there in person, and they testify this is our signature.
So, no, so I'm just asking, how can a person, how can Bezen, I guess, prevent it from happening, that a woman will get, you'll have a whole bunch of...
Well, we asked the woman, how did it happen? And if it happened, the husband himself gave it to her, then it's valid, otherwise it's not valid. Push the ground. What is the Ramosa? I'm going to add something. The whole Zeshe Kosov Uploini Leploinis. So in the Baladabala, Beragul already points out. Huh? Kosov Uploini Leploinis. What do you have? No, Leploinis. That's you too. Leploinis. What do you call it? Uploini Leploinis? No. That's saying Leploinis. It's a mistake, obvious, it's a mistake. Yeah, but what is that I'm adding on? There's a verb. Avalim kosher b'sheni, v'chem b'acherim, kloine l'ploines, is any kosher akwachar. Then there's no Edom at all on the first get. Only the last get has Edom. When do I say, so what is that I'm going to go? So there we have a little trouble with that. What do I care if I say if it doesn't say the book? The item, there's no item anywhere on the form of Gita. And on what basis do we validate them? Because we pass the item in Sira Kasha. We don't need the Chasimis, according to that. In that case, what is the Rambam referred to? So the Be'er HaGoyle Tov, I have a Tov. You have also a Tov.
Yeah.
So the Be'er HaGoyle Tov says, Koye I have a Moshe Chorach indicated. The Aruch HaShulchan, perhaps a little shvep shot in that Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan points out this way. When you have a vav, even though you have a vav, you remember we said, Vishalo Bishloima. Vishalo, then the Chassim Seidim go on top as well. But if you have five Gittin in one line, one after the other, and the Ged is complete, date, names, up to the Kadosh Moshe Yisrael, and then you start again, another get, you see, and another get, and another get, and they didn't sign all the way in the bottom. Even though you have vav beginning with each get, nevertheless, the Chassimus Eidim will not refer to all the previous get, will only refer to the last get. Why? Because Arich is the vav. It's too long. When you say Vishala Bishloima, all right, it's one statement. One statement then is half above, so you imply that the Chassima refers to what is before as well. Yeah. But if you have a ganze Megillah, when each get to the Chastore, so even though it has above, nevertheless, as long as the Edom only refer to the last one, not to the first one,
if the Rav were to do such a thing, or anyone, what would be the best era? You should have only
like
the name from the beginning,
Plony, Leplony, Plony, Plony, and then one get, one Nusa for all of them. So one Nusa for all of them, then the Chassim is saying it.
And every time it comes, and other times it comes up, and then you also say it twice, you say Plony, Leplony, so you can say it twice, right? What about in the Lashon of the Shohayas, or whatever it is, Lashon?
Yeah, whatever
it is. Wife till now, she's been his wife till now, also
from now. Yeah. All right, there was a little shino, probably would be a shino, a little shino, and Nusa Chagir. But we would, but the idea is never, the Kach Choma, that's what Muhammad said before. Each one said, if I had his wife, the Chi, go ahead.
But then you'd have problems somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that would be some shinui. Yeah, that's all right. No, that's all right. No, you don't. You know why? Because the Nusach Machaber is that each one said, Anos, that each one said to his wife, Tavisa Barush Nashe Barulam.
Quote, unquote. Each one said to his wife.
That's what the Machaber is. Okay. So we're only up to you. I thought we would, it's easy now. It's not that difficult. But questions, man. Got it. What about your cases? Nothing. Not
so, I saw in the Sefer Mitzvos, Rambam, that he says to Richter the Sefer Torah, he says that. To do it yourself is a big mitzvah because of kiru right kiru mehar Sinai, and then he says of a list or someone else to write it for him is all right.
Is there
a difference in shliuchos between someone that a shliach that someone makes a shliach and someone that you pay someone to be a shliach? Is there a difference in madregas?
And madregas,
so what,
probably
amazing.
Because when you pay, it's more yours. It's as if you do it yourself.
That
almost
is it still?
It's more. That's a higher madriga than just
than just
a
regular. But it's still a lower madriga than a.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, probably it's a little less than when you ask yourself, when you do it yourself. Probably. I'm a regular. Yeah, it's not good.
Okay.
He stopped in Kuflamet Yud, huh? At least so, huh? It's in the Kuflamet Yud.
Yud, not far down. Yeah.
Kosher law says the creation. So from the Kosher law, the idea is that you have to have a get for each woman separately. On the other hand, you could have a get for many women provided you stipulate in the get, if, let's say like this, if you say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda divorced their wives, Sarah, Rivka, Rochaleim, or something of the kind, then it would not be enough, because there's no definitiveness, there's no... But if you're right...
Wait, why not? Because maybe he was...
Who's wife? They said, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda divorced their wives, Sarah, Rivka, Rochaleim. I'm giving you an example. Now, you don't know who's whose wife. Maybe Leah's got a Reuven's and so on.
Yeah, but can you just follow the order? You know, you said
you
numbered him.
So the halacha is, if you afterwards, if you stipulate that Reuven divorced Sora and Shimon divorced Rivka and so on, as long as you stipulate later in the get who divorced whom, then it's one get will do. One get will do. But you have, naturally, every get has to be handed over to the woman. The Eidem Isira, Eidem Isira Karsan, that goes without saying. All right,
it doesn't have to be the same Eidem for all of them.
Not necessarily. Okay, so Yud. Kosa. Onu ploine ploine gerashna nishoseini ploine so ploine. You enumerated the men and then you enumerate the women. Vehishna maget. And then you say, finish up. And each one said to his wife, "Lachi, that the whole system, the whole nusach is avapishenem selochal hachas men beedim esire ain't a get. Shen shtei noshim is gashes beget echor. That's called one get shenema because of lo velo lechavet. But the halacha chose o proton betoich a get, the kosa pleine gerish pleines, the pleine gerish pleines, with man at the same time, that the date that you have, the same date for all of them, and that case are ele kisherem. As long as you enumerate the husband and the wife, it's not considered, it's not a violation of law of the Lechavetah. The Gemara is at home. But this is the law of the Rebbe Yechanah.